Good morning and welcome to our Lighthouse podcast. Hey, I don't know if you've ever done this or not. Unfortunately, I have to admit that I have done this, though I am blessed with a little bit forgetfulness, and I can't remember what time when I did it, but I know that I did do it, and that was embellished a story. Have you ever done that? Have you ever heard a story, and then when you're retelling the story, it seems to get a little bigger? And even when the person that told it to you the first time, the person who probably occurred as with them, and how they tell it and you tell it to somebody else and you embellish it, it's like you look at them and you go, hey, you know, we're together on this, right? Well, that's what I want to talk about today. The impact that our lives can have on others, one way or another. But won't you join me as we pray? Father, thank you that you love us enough to correct us, to bring us to a place where we don't continue down a road that causes offense or heartache or division, but Lord, that we could have a heart that reflects yours. So, Lord, you know there's work that needs to be done. So we invite you to do that work. Take your word and speak it clearly into our lives today for your purposes. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. So, as I admitted, I've done that, though I can, at this point in time I can't remember doing it, but I know that I've done it. We know that we've done things, and we may not remember all the details of them. But what would you call that when someone embellishes a story? Well, I think I know what you call that. That's coercion, or yes, it's foolishness. Typically, it's to gain approval for whoever you're visiting with, but it's ill-gotten. It's for wrong purposes, and so the blessing of the Lord is that for believers, we're convicted of sin. You know, that's the work of the Holy Spirit of God, that He convicts us of sin. And he says, don't continue to go down that road. Stop. Redirect. Correct. And if necessary, if you've gone too far, to seek forgiveness from both the Lord as well as whomever it is that you might be talking to. That's not an easy thing to do, but it's the right thing to do. Because one of the things that happens is when we do the right thing after we've failed, And we have to acknowledge our failure, we have to acknowledge our wrong, is that then we don't just say, I'm sorry, but we seek forgiveness. We say that, will you please forgive me? And the part of the benefit of that is, one, it's very honoring to that person, to the Lord, and eventually to your own life. But the other thing that it does is it helps to create some, if you will, protection for us the next time we're tempted to go back down that road. But let's jump into Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, and see what God has for us about the ways that we can influence others. Verse 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. And the Lord gets right to the point. Wine and strong drink is basically an alcoholic drink, you know, and by definition, and it has an influence on our lives. There's no question about it, because it can influence how we think. It can influence our attitude. It can influence our sense of discernment or prudence. It affects potentially our sense of if you will, safety. I remember this one stood out to me as a youth in high school, a long time ago. But a friend of mine and I, there was a group of us, and we were down at Shoshone Falls, and one of my friends decided to go across this steep embankment on what would be, just looking back towards the falls. And he got out there, and he got stuck. And it was like, well, okay, I'll go out and rescue him. But, you know, neither one of us was in our right frame of mind. And so in trying to go out there to rescue him, it's just like, man, come back. You know, this is dangerous. It's a long, sharp drop, down to the rocks. And as he's coming back, he decides to come around me. You know, I was like, what? And so as he did, he started to slip, and I reached out and grabbed hold of his belt buckle, or his belt on his pants. And I was holding him. And it was like I got sober in a big hurry and helped him to get over there and over to safe ground, if you will, and myself. And that has served me well of doing foolish things that could cause great harm. Well, that's what alcohol can do, is it can do cause us to be under its influence, and we do foolish things that can cause great harm. Verse 2, the terror of a king is like the growling of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger forfeits his life. Such a great truth is, you know, it's kind of like, be careful about poking the bear, you know. And when I talk about poking the bear, I hope that I'm not being too disrespectful, but it's like, you want to be careful about poking leadership that God has put in place for you. In fact, God provides a little bit of advice for us in a couple of different places. The one we're going to look at today is Ephesians chapter 6. 1 Peter chapter 2 is another one. We'll look at that maybe next week. But let's look at this one today. He says this. He says, bondservants. So that's who we are. We're bound to Christ, and we're servants of His. And so it says, bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ. So our obedience to our leadership is not to malign them or poke them or mock them or ridicule them or speak detrimentally about them to others, derogatorily. We're bondservants to Christ, and so we need to represent Christ, even when they're not very nice people, if that's the case. But it just says, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling and with a sincere heart as you would Christ. Man, do I see them as though I get the opportunity to minister to that person as I would Christ. Not by the way of eye service as people pleaser, but as a bondservant of Christ. Do the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bondslave or is free. Master, do the same to them and stop your threatening, knowing that He who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with God. You know, I so appreciate that passage because it addresses both the bondservant, but also the master. And so there are times when we are responsible for other people's care. And so how are we mastering over them? Well, one of the things that I want to encourage you with is this follows the instruction that starts with Ephesians chapter 6. And it says this, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And so, wait a minute, what does that have to do with working for somebody? Well, you know, the way that we train up our children will influence the way that they look at others later, especially in places of leadership. Are they going to look at a place of disdain because of the way that they're treated? Or are we taking the time to train them up, to teach them? Or are we just parenting through correction? So it matters how we start out in the way that we raise up our children. And so one of the other things that God's Word provides, another place that I want to look at, is Romans. I want to finish up with that today as we look at this, you know, don't poke the bear kind of a thing, is be careful about the way that you respond to people, no matter if they're tyrants or not. But this is what God's Word says in Romans chapter 12, beginning verse 14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Might I encourage you to do that today, is overcome evil with good, the goodness that we know of Christ. God bless you, and thank you for joining me today.